That is some creepy sound of music. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. Thanks for coming and spending some of your evening with us. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know, some people say there are no coincidences, and this is, we just spent the last half hour talking nautically with my sister-in-law about sailing and the Suez Canal, and now we go to Moby Dick, surprisingly. Well, not surprisingly, but ironically, that's it. We've talked to these folks before, and they are pretty darn cool. They're called the Theater in the Dark, and we spoke to them about some previous productions that they're doing. But they are going to do Moby Dick in the Dark, and with us on the phone is the adapter, which I think is something I want to talk about, and the director, Corey Bradbury. Hello, Corey. Good evening. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having us, I really appreciate having me on here.
No. Our pleasure. Most of us know the story of Moby Dick, more or less. And you were the adapter. Now, how is that different from the writer, so to speak?
That's a great question. And with this, like, my job is certainly to honor, like, the book that Herman Melville wrote, because we certainly have so many people that are familiar with the story. But at the same time, my job is, like, I think about it transposing the story into an audio format, something that's digestible, 90 minutes with an intermission. And I think someone has said to listen to a full audio book of the 600-page novel takes a over 24 hours, I think.
Yeah, I would think so.
So part of my job as the adapter is like curating and choosing which scenes, which stories from within this 3-year voyage go in to tell the most exciting version of the story over our 90 minutes.
Yeah, and then someone, probably you, couples these things together in a narrative that will, you know, have a beginning and a middle and an end.
Yes, absolutely. And so for folks unfamiliar with the story, it follows Ishmael, a young sailor who sails on the Pequod in the mid-1800s and follows the captain, Captain Ahab, who has his infamous ivory peg leg, basically as they go on a whaling voyage that turns into a 3-year hunt after the white whale, Moby Dick, that has reaped away Ahab's leg in a previous battle.
Yeah, and there's mystical characters and danger, and the captain is not exactly the most cooperative person.
Yes, monomania is the word that's used to describe him. Yeah, a singular focus on this vengeance. And it's interesting because, you know, the Pequod, the boat, has over 30 sailors, but we only have 3 actors that are playing all of the parts.
Wow.
And it's a lot of fun to play within the audio format to try and get a sense. Certainly, there are central characters that we focus on, but trying to bring the life of this whole world over the course of the 3 years.
So this is totally audio. There's no visual.
Yes. Yeah, completely audio.
I love it.
Really leans into the words. A lot of people don't know this, but Melville discovered Shakespeare halfway through writing the book. And so there are, like, scenes of dialogue. There are soliloquies in the book. There are stage directions and chapter and scene titles in the book. And so some of that we've incorporated in to our adaptation. But yes, we learned there are large chunks of the script that are almost straight out of Melville with some condensing and rearranging.
Right. Do you have to is Moby Dick still under copyright?
No, it was written in 1863, and even though incredibly, I think the copyright expires after like 100 years, you know, we just did War of the Worlds, which was written in 1898 and just came under public domain.
Right.
So, but it is one of the great, I mean, it is the seminal American story, and especially everything that we're going through, it's always a metaphor for whatever's happening in the country ever since it's been written.
Yeah, and you approach it also in the dramatic fashion with music, sound effects, to create the atmosphere.
Yeah, we recommend people put themselves in a dark environment at home. We have a grog recipe, and we have original music by composer Nick Montopoli. Our actors are broadcasting from Chicago, Vancouver, and New Orleans every night to create the story. And then we combine it with pre-recorded and live Foley effects that is layered to the listener at home. That sounds like a seamless broadcast.
Amazing. Now, I have a couple of clips here. And like they do on those talk shows on TV, I think I'm going to need you to set up what I am about to play. And this one is just labeled M-D-I-T-D, doubloon. What is that?
Yes. So the Moby Dick in the Dark is our version of the title. That's the M-D-I-D-T. Right. And then the doubloon is, this is one of my favorite scenes that happens in part one of our story. It's one of the first appearances of Captain Ahab and where he reveals the true nature of the ship and its voyage to hunt and kill Moby Dick the whale.
Here we go.
Mr. Stubb, call all hands aft.
Sir?
Call all hands.
That's it, sir. Come down. All hands up.
What the devil's the matter with him?
Look sharp, all of you. There are whales hereabouts. If you see a white one, split your lungs for them.
What do you think of that now, Mr. Stubb? There's a small drop of something queer in that. A white whale? Did you mark that?
Mark the chick in him that pecks the shell. There's something special in the wind. Ahab has that. That's bloody on his mind.
What's that in his hand?
He comes this way.
What do you do when you see a whale, Min?
Sing out for him.
Keep your weather eye open and sing out every time. And what do you do next, Min?
Lower away and after him.
And what tune is it you pull to, Min?
A dead whale or a splintered boat?
A dead whale or a splintered boat,
aye. Mr. Starbuck, hand me the hammer. You heard me give orders about a white whale. Look here. Do you see the Spanish ounce of gold? It's a $16 piece, Min, a doubloon. Do you see it? Whosoever of ye raises me a white-headed whale with a wrinkled brow and a crooked jaw, whosoever of ye raises me that white-headed whale with three holes punctured in a starboard fluke, whosoever of ye raises me that same white whale, he shall have this solid gold ounce, my boys!
Aye,
aye. Wow! How cool is that?
Yeah, it is so much fun.
All right. Mark the chicken who pecks the shell.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's straight out of Melville.
Other than the obvious straight ahead meaning of if a chicken pecks a shell, you do something? It has to have another meaning.
Yeah, it's so great. I mean, Melville has all of this wonderful language. And so what's just happened in the scene before this is that Stubb, the mate that you hear that says that line, has just confronted Ahab about possibly muffling the tap of his ivory leg, which you heard in the scene that we just played. Yeah. And Ahab basically tells him, down dog and kennel. And so Stubb is here and he's thinking, wait a minute. There's something underneath the surface of this shell of Ahab that is starting to peck through, gotcha. And that's what then is revealed in the scene.
Nice. I have another clip called The Rachel.
Yes. Now, this is later, over the course of its 3 years, the Pequod meets a series of ships, and they all contain a different omen or a warning sign that possibly the Pequod will turn back. With this one, this is one of the final ships that they encounter on their voyage. And, I'll just say that it's fun to hear. You'll hear Elizabeth McCoy as Ishmael become the captain of the Rachel, since, like I said, the characters are all playing multiple characters.
All right, here we go.
Next day, a large ship, the Rachel, was seen bearing directly down upon the Pequod, all her spars thickly clustered with men.
Bad news. She brings bad news.
Has seen the white whale!
I recall the captain's words even now.
Aye, yesterday. Have you seen a whale, Bill?
Where was he? Who was it?
We were engaged with a shoal of Parmacidi. Yet in swift chase, the head of Moby Dick wound up out of the blue water. Our spare boat gave chase and fastened him and was towed out of sight, then nothing.
Fastened, but not killed.
Not killed?
Whoever heard of a whale ship cruising after one missing little whale boat in the height of the whaling season?
For God's sake, I beg for 8 and 40 hours. Let me charter your ship. I will gladly pay roundly for it. My boy, my own boy is among them for 8 and 40 hours only.
Oh, it's his son he's lost. What says Ahab? We must save the boy.
He's drowned with the rest of a man.
You have a child too, Ahab.
My boy, my little lamb, 12 years old. I will not go till you say hi to me. Do to me as you would have me do to you in the
run.
Like case.
Run, men, now. Stand by to square.
Touch
on the yards.
The rope yard.
Captain, what if Pip were to fall overboard?
Avast, I will not do it. The whale's moved on, and even now I lose time.
God bless ye, man.
And may I forgive myself. Mr. Starbuck, you are relieved of the watch. Mr. Flask, brace forward. Let the ship...
God himself is against the old man. Forbear! 'Tis an ill voyage. Ill begun, ill continued. Let me square in the yards while we may, old man, and make a fair wind of it homeward, to go on a better voyage than this.
All your oaths to hunt a white whale are as binding as mine, and heart, soul, and body, lungs, and life, old Ahab is bound. And that ye may know to what tune this heart beats, look ye here. Thus I blow out the last fear.
Wow. Mr. Starbuck, bring me an extra short grande stem latte. Oh, wait, no, that's not in there.
We recommend a cup of grog if you want a little rum.
This is just a great thing, Corey. This is the company's called Theater in the Dark. It is production of their original production of Moby Dick. How do we get to hear the whole thing?
Yes, we have 2 more weeks of performances coming up through April 10th. All the tickets and information are at our website, theaterinthedark.com. Doesn't matter how you spell theater, R-E or E-R. And then we are also about to launch our on-demand streaming version that will be available starting April 1st.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us. Break a leg.
Thank you.
As they
my
say.
Pleasure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Break a peg leg. Oh, my God, John. You're an idiot. Okay. It's 9:20.
I love it.
Coming back on 720 WGN.